AI stocks have faltered in recent weeks. Investors Business Daily reports that the 70 U.S.-listed stocks in the Global X Artificial Intelligence and Technology ETF have shed $1.1 trillion in value since October 29th. This lackluster stock performance comes against a larger backdrop of fears over the existence of an AI bubble. Meta, Alphabet, Microsoft, and Amazon alone are expected to spend a combined $350 billion on AI-related capital expenditure this year. Some investors and economists are now raising the alarm bell. Ryan Cummings, chief of staff at the Stanford Institute for Economic Policy Research, spoke with us about the current state of the AI bubble.
We have valuations in the tech sector in particular that are very high. So, for example, if you look at the S&P 500 technology sector, the price-to-earnings ratio, which is essentially a measure of how much future profits are being valued over current ones, that ratio is higher than it's been since the dot-com bubble.
He spoke about the balance between the promise of AI technology and the practical reality of investment in the industry today.
I think you can hold two thoughts in your head at the same time, which is one, that AI is going to be a revolutionary technology that will generate a lot of profits, but also two, we're in a bubble because the amount of profits that are kind of being anticipated, like I said in the beginning, are just kind of way outstretching what actually might occur.
An AI bubble and its corresponding pop could have a ripple effect felt throughout the broader economy.
Economists refer to something as a wealth effect, meaning if you have your money in the stock market, the more stock prices appreciate, you don't have to save as much as your current income to justify your consumption, right? So you can consume more now without eating away at your savings later because the market's going up. Kind of right now, the wealth effect is driving about $100 billion in extra consumption that we think is being generated just from AI stocks alone. And on the flip side of that, if we do see the bubble pop and we see consumption decrease, then we can expect that wealth effect again to bite in the other direction.
The Bay Area in particular could feel significant impacts from the AI bubble due to the concentration of technology companies.
You know, we have a lot of engineers here that are getting paid a lot of money, and those are high-income consumers. So they're supporting restaurants around San Francisco. They're going out and they're buying new cars. They're getting upgrades to their homes. We're going to see those consumption effects more concentrated than a lot of other parts of the country.
He also said he sees similarities and differences between the AI bubble and the 2008 financial crisis.
I think no matter what, if the AI bubble does pop, meaning a large correction in stock prices, that's going to be felt broadly throughout the economy. Now, there's two components there, which I think is very different than the financial crisis. One, in 2008, in the financial crisis, that was really jarring because the unemployment rate got above 10%. The unemployment rate would have to effectively 2.5x. I think if the AI bubble pops, it won't be that bad. And then the question is, how long will the recession last? Again, in 2008, that was so detrimental to the U.S. economy because it froze credit. People realizing, oh, okay, AI is profitable, but not as profitable as we thought it might be. I don't see that freezing global credit the same way that happened in 2008, which took a decade to recover from. If there is a bubble and it does indeed pop, I don't think it will be as severe as 2008.
You can read more about Ryan's take on the AI bubble in his New York Times article from October 14th, titled, "Warning, Our Stock Market is Looking Like a Bubble." For KPFA News, I'm Arjun Das.